اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today, in the first part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verses 43 and 44 of Surah Hud, recited by Brother Qasim Muqaddami. Dear audience, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful. The sun replied, I will betake myself to a mountain. It will save me from the water. Noah said, This day there is no savior from the decree of Allah, except for him on whom he has mercy. And a wave came in between them, so he was among the drowned. And it was said, O earth, swallow up your water, and O sky, withhold your rain. And the water was made to subside, and the decree was fulfilled. And it rested on Mount Judi, and it was said, Away with the people who are wrongdoers.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال سآوي وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين وقيل يا
وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي
وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 43 and 44 of Surah Hud, recited by the outstanding Quran reciter, Brother Qasim Muqaddami, who is from Iran. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I believe this is the fourth part of the recitation of Brother Qasim Muqaddami. And just as a reminder, we said in the first part that this recitation was heard by the Supreme Leader of Iran, Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, and he very much liked this recitation, and he said that he sent a message to this reciter, and he said that if it wasn't for the host who was basically praising you by saying Allah and, you know, encouraging him to continue his recitation, he would think that this is an Egyptian reciter who is reciting the Quran. And this could be due to several factors. One of them is that he's an Arab himself. He's from Khuzestan province.
Yes.
So Arabs, they have a good Arabic accent. So they could easily recite the Quran in a way that the listener can tell that they are Arab.
And very good tajweed.
And very good tajweed, exactly. And of course, this reciter has won an international competition, which, you know, it means that he is very skilled and also he's a very adept and proficient reciter of the Quran.
As well as the national competition he won, actually.
The requirement of entering the international competition is winning the national competition.
In Iran.
In Iran, yes.
So, okay, let's talk about Tajweed, brother.
Yes, in verse 43, we have another matul munfasil, sa'awi ila. We have a long vowel followed by a hamza, hamzatul qata'. And because they're in two separate words, we have matul munfasil.
Disjunct mat.
Yeah, and Brother Qasim Muqaddami, he's reciting, he's reading the matul munfasils in qasr with qasr, which means he's only lengthening them to two vowel counts, just like a normal long vowel, such as qala, sa'a, sa'awi ila. So there's no extra lengthening.
That's right.
Then we have the word ya'simuni, where the sa'd is pronounced with tafkhim at the lowest level due to the kasra. Ya'simuni. Not Ya'al Slaymuni. Okay, so you have to make sure you don't apply too much tafkhim.
We have the root of the tongue raised.
Yes, that's right.
But the lips are spread.
Yes, and Ya'al Slaymuni, Slim. Also, the root of the tongue, I think, is less raised than whenever we have Ya'al Slaymuni. It's not just the shape of the lips, it's also part of the root of the tongue.
To decrease the level of tafkhim, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Min al ma. Now here you have the choice between the number of vowel counts you have lengthened the matul munfasil, which could be four or five.
Matul muttasil, actually, the conjunct.
Yeah. Or you could lengthen it to 6 vowel counts, because it becomes مَذَعَرِضُ لِلسُّكُونَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ, up to 6 vowel counts, because the hamza becomes ساكن. We give mm-hmm. سُكُون to it. We do وَقْفُ الْإِسْكَان. And as a result, because we have a long vowel, it becomes مَذَعَرِضُ لِلسُّكُونَ. And مَذَعَرِضُ لِلسُّكُونَ, you're allowed to lengthen it to 2, 4, or 6 vowel counts.
So here we have two options, actually.
Either
maddul muttasil, as a maddul muttasil, it should be lengthened to 5 vowel counts at most.
Yeah.
And as a mad arizul sukun, we can lengthen it to 6 vowel counts.
Yeah, that's right. Qala la aasim al yawm si. Again, the sad has the lowest level of tafkhim. Min amrillah. We have ilhar of nun sakina here. The nun sakina is pronounced completely.
Because of the letter of the throat.
That yeah, is which comes after hamza. The nun. Yeah, the hamza. Let's move on to verse 44. Pay attention to how Rabbi Qasim al-Ghadhani pronounces the lads. Ya Allah. See, we hear this lengthening of this consonant
that
before it's even pronounced. Yes. وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ أَقُلَعِي وَغِيضَّلْ. See, we have, even before it's released, we hear the lengthening of this consonant. And that is why Lod is said to have the characteristic of Rahawa, because its timing becomes just like Rahawa
when Istitala, actually.
Yeah, like a weak fricative when Istitala is applied.
Something like Sin.
Yeah, Sin is also a letter of Rahawa. Like Sheen, like Ya, like Wow, mm-hmm. like Kha, Ha, Ha. These are all letters of Rahawa. Well, yes, Sama'u Aqli'i. We have Qalqala in the word Qaf. The qaf is sakin and it's a letter of qalqala, so we have to apply qalqala. Wa aqli'i. Aqli. Right whenever you pronounce the qaf, the articulator has to come apart quickly. Aqli'i. You don't say aqli'i.
You don't have to track the sound.
Yeah.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali, talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We talked about merits of recitation of the Quran yesterday, and we have a follow-up today about a concept which is mentioned in the Quran, and that is حق التلاوة. There is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. According to this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, وَيَرْجُونَ وَعَدَهُ. They have hope in promises of the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّهِ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلِ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. When a mu'min reads this, he has great hope. Without doubt, there is any doubt, it's whether I am fulfilling this or not. There is no doubt about other side. If a Kareem, a generous person, gives you a promise, you don't doubt him. You doubt yourself. Am I going to do what he says or not? So whatever va'ad, whatever promise is in the Quran, you have to take it seriously and have hope in that, trust in that. وَيَخْشَوْنَ عَذَابَهُ. And if there is a threat of punishment, is wa'id, is a threat of punishment, they are fearful. They take it seriously.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, What you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن